We're beginning tonight, Shirin Simon Reish, Ayin Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud Beis. We're on page Memches, about to turn on to page 96. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Beis, Achar Shekidish al Hakos, after one makes Kiddush on a Kos, Notel Yodov Umuvarech al Netilas Yodayim. He washes his hands and he makes a bracha of al Netilas Yodayim. V'notel Yodov Kodem Kiddush, if he washed his hands before Kiddush, so Gali Daite the Rifto Chavivole. He has revealed his mind that bread is more chaviv to him than wine. Velo Yikadesh al Hayayin Ela al Hapas. And therefore, once he washed his hands and he revealed that the bread is more dear to him, he should make Kiddush on the bread and not on wine. The Ramah says that there are those who write the Lechachila, one should wash his hands before he makes Kiddush, and then he should make Kiddush on wine. The Chen HaMinog Pasha B'Medinos Elu, that is the custom in these countries. The Ein L'Shanos Rak B'Lel Pesach. You shouldn't veer from that Minog except on Lel Pesach, like we'll see later in Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tov Ayin Gimel. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkata Nunches. We said according to the Mechaber that after Kiddush you wash your hands, but lo kodem, not before. Kiddush lo yafsik ba Kiddush be netilas yadayim lamotzi. We don't want to have a hefsik of Kiddush between the washing of the hands and the eating of the bread. Aval bnei beiso she'enam mikachim ba'atzmon. But the other household members who are not making the Kiddush themselves, elo yotzin b'shmiyosa mi'bal habayis, they're just hearing the Kiddush from the Bal Habayis. Yuchlu lito yedeim kodem. They are allowed to wash their hands first, and then listen to Kiddush, and then make the hamotzi. Here, clearly, the Mishnah Berurah is going like the shita that holds the shomea kaone is not as if you're saying the words mamish, but as if the dibur is just mesiaches to you. Because if it's as if you're saying it, what's the difference if you're the mekadesh or if you're the shomea? The fact that the Mishnah Berurah is mechalei, clearly, he's going with that shita in our machlokas of shomea kaone. Sifkata nuntes derifta. By washing your hands before you make Kiddush, you're showing that bread is more dear to you. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'davka hocha d'ika gamkein chshash hefsek shemekadesh al yayin achar natila. It's davka over here, where besides the fact that you have shown by washing first that the bread is more dear to you, there's also a concern of a hefsek if after you wash your hands you're going to start making Kiddush before you eat the bread. Kemoshe gasadnu b'simen nunches. If you look in the Biralocha right away, he writes, "V'lo sagi lei b'tam hefsek l'chut shekasavnu b'mishaburis evkata nunches." The Mechaber is not happy with the reason of hefsek alone that we just mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. The eino hefsek gomer tohula tzarach suda l'maisa. The Kiddush is not a complete hefsek because it is for the purposes of the suda. Ulakach tziraf lazeh zehatam. And therefore, the Mechaber also mentions this other reason. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Biralocha are really saying that the svara of making, if after you wash your hands before the Kiddush, of then making the Kiddush on the bread and then making Kiddush on the bread is for two reasons. Number one, again, I'm sorry. The reason why you should first wash your hands, you should first make Kiddush and then wash your hands is if you wash your hands before the Kiddush, you have two problems. One, you have that you're showing the bread is so dear to you, you're going to wash in the bread. And two is you have the hefsek of the Kiddush in between. And therefore, the Mechaber says that first you should make Kiddush and then you should wash your hands. But if you did the opposite, then you should make Kiddush on the bread because you have shown the bread is more dear to you. The Mishnah Berurah points out in the middle of Sivkata Nuntes, Aval Ba'alma, but in general, Heicha Delo Nota Yodov, in the case where you did not wash your hands, Mutter L'Kaddish Al Hayayin, you are allowed to make Kiddush on wine, after Rifta Chaviv La Yosem Yayin. Even if bread is more dear to you than wine, you can make the Kiddush on the wine even though the bread is more dear if you didn't wash your hands first. There's a very important note over here, and that's note number 63. He makes a dirk in the Mishnah Berurah. Mashmos l'shono hi, the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah here is, sha'afal pi shemutter l'kaddish al hayayin, even though you are allowed to make Kiddush on wine, mikom makom l'chadchilo yesh l'kaddish al hapas. Really l'chadchilo you should make Kiddush on bread, kevan shechaviva hi alav, since the bread is more chaviv. Because the way the Mishnah Berurah writes it is, Aval Ba'alma in general, if you didn't wash your hands first, you're allowed to make Kiddush on the wine, even though the bread is more dear. Mashma, it's mutter, but really the best way would be to make the Kiddush on the bread if it's more dear to you. Continues the note. Omnam, however, Mimasha Kozal Kamon, from that way, Mishnebura writes later on, Sheesh Lochosh Ladash Rabbeinu Tam, Shein Lakadish Al Apas Klal, that we should be Choshesh Rabbeinu Tam, that says you can never make Kiddush on bread. The Afudasa Rosh, Mutr Lakadish Al Apas, and even according to the Rosh, who says you're allowed to make Kiddush on bread, Afilu Im Yeshlo Yayin Keshechaviv Yalov, even if you have wine, as long as the bread is more Chaviv. It's mashma even from the Rosh that really lechatchila the ideal is to make kiddush on wine. So he writes in the brackets v'ulay tzarech ligros kan mutav b'moko mutter. So he brings from a neuvert that really it could be there's a mistake in the girsa over here, and instead of saying in the mishabura that ba'alma if you didn't wash your hands first you're allowed to make kiddush on yayin, it really should say that it's mutav to make kiddush on yayin. Meaning, according to the Mechaber, as long as you didn't wash your hands first, it is better to make Kiddush on wine. Not that it's mutter. Saying it's mutter is mashma. It's not the best way, but it's okay. Really, it's better, like we see. The Fila Rabbeinu Tam, you can't make Kiddush on bread. According to the Rosh, it's better to make Kiddush on wine also. So really, the Mishabura means to say that in general, if you didn't wash your hands first, it's better to make Kiddush on wine, even though the bread is more dear to you.
So
it doesn't sound like it. He just says they're yotzim b'shmiyasim. It sounds like it's the dibur that he's concerned about. That's what it sounds like. Zokta mishavura vaitis of katan samach. Chaviv alay, we said again in the Mechaber that even though you shouldn't make kiddush before netilas adayim, if you did the other way around and you wash your hands before kiddush, that's okay, but make kiddush on bread because you have shown the bread is chaviv alay. Hainu delakach no tel yodav. That's why you washed your hands first. Shu roiv umamayel lechol pas. It must be because you're hungry and you're rushing to eat the bread. That's so geshmak for you. Therefore, you should make the kiddush on the bread. The Ramah writes that there are those who say that lechatchila you should wash your hands before kiddush and then make the kiddush on the wine. So we know that I think the minhag of the Yekkis is to that. They make the tefilas yadayim and then they make kiddush on the wine and then they make the hamotzi afterwards. So says the Mishabura, the Svirlu, they hold, Sefkatan Samach Aleph, the Eina Kiddush Mikri Hefsik, that making Kiddush is not a Hefsik between the Tilas Adayim and Hamotzi, Kaven Shu Tzarach Suda, since Lamaisa it is for the purposes of the Suda. Ulakach Yekadish Alayayin, therefore you should make Kiddush on wine, the Yishta Kos, and you could drink the wine, the Achakach Yivarach Hamotzi Vyitza Pas, and then you make Hamotzi and you eat the bread. So you'll have washed the Tilas Adayim, you make Kiddush, you drink the wine, and then you'll make a hamotzi and you'll eat the bread. The kaven the ain't no hefsek, since the kiddush is not a hefsek, svirle l'rama, the rama holds, the tov lino keg l'chavchila, this is the way one should be nog l'chavchila. Mishum de kishain lo yayin, because in a case where you don't have wine at all, umekadish ala pas, and you're making kiddush on bread, bal korcho tzarech lito yodav kolam ha-kiddush. Obviously, if you're making kiddush on bread, you have to wash before you make kiddush. The alkein tov linho kein tomid beofen echad. Therefore, says the Mishabur, the Rama holds, it's best to always be consistent and always wash your hands before kiddush. Because when you're making kiddush on bread, of course you have to wash your hands before. So too, even if you're making kiddush on wine, the Rama says better to make netilas adayim before kiddush, even though the kiddush is on wine. The last line, v'limzo gets akos b'cham and achar netila kodam hamotzi. Even though we said you can make kiddush between the netilas adayim and hamotzi, but to start diluting the wine with hot water after the netila before the hamotzi, vaday ein lasos ken l'kuyama, for sure you should not be doing that. Kaven the tzarech ledatek yofesh sheyimzo kedarko. Since you have to be very careful to make sure that you're diluting it properly, shelo yichasev v'shelo yosir, you shouldn't mix it with too much water, too little water. Therefore, have a hesach hadas, that itself would be a hesach hadas. So the kiddush itself wouldn't be a problem, but the diluting of the wine would be a problem. The Ramah wrote, ve'ein l'shanos, you should not change from this minhag of washing the tilas adayim before you make kiddush. Says the Mishabura, top line of 96, v'kama achronim kosvu, and various achronim write, t'fei odav lechatchila lekadish alayayin kolim netilas adayim. Many achronim write that it's better lechatchila to make kiddush on the wine before you wash your hands. Ukedas ha-mechaber, like the way the mechaber says, the baze yotzei medina lechol adeos, that way you're yotzei with all the shittas. Because if you go the other way around, you wash in the tefillah shadayim first, then you get into problems if you should make kiddush on the bread, like the mechaber, you should make kiddush on the wine, and therefore, to avoid all the problems, and to be yotze according to everyone, say many achronim that you should do what we do, and you should make kiddush before you wash the tefillah shadayim. Ubekama mekomos nogu kedivreim, and in various places they are knowing like this, like we are. Mio, however, im kvar nota yodav kodem kiddush, but if you already did it, you washed your hands before kiddush, baze yesh lasos ka rama, then you should follow the shita of the Rama, the afal pikin yakadish al yayin. So we're seeing here that based on the Achronim, that really you should make Kiddush before you wash. But if you wash before Kiddush, then you should follow the Ramah, and in fact, make the Kiddush on the wine, and then make the Hamotzi afterwards. We said in the Ramah, the only exception to doing this, washing your hands before Kiddush, is Lel Pesach. Says the Mishabur and Samigimel, Mishum Sha'oz Mafsik and Harbi Bamiris Hagod Arasuda. You can't wash your hands before Kiddush and wait for the Hamotzi. The Hamotzi could be an hour and a half later. That would be a major hefsek between the Tzios Yadayim and the Hamotzi. And Avada and Lel Pesach, you should not be washing before Kiddush. Kosa b'derech ha'chaim. In mekadesh ala pas lehotzi gam ha'shomim. If you're making Kiddush on bread to be motzi others, tzrichin ha'shomim sheyechavnu lotzeis gam b'birchas ha'motzi. Those who are listening have to have kavana to be yotzi not only in the bracha of Kiddush, but also in the bracha of ha'motzi. Deim lo yechavnu lebirchas ha'motzi. If they're not going to have in mind to be yotzi with the bracha of ha'motzi, rak yechavnu lotzeis b'kiddush ha'yom. They're only going to have in mind to be yotzi with Kiddush. U'birchas ha'motzi rotzin achakach levarach ba'atzman b'shas achila. They want to hear your Kiddush and make their own ha'motzi when they get their bread and they're ready to eat. Osin Isser, they are doing an Isser, the Mahapchin Seder HaKiddush Ayin Shom, they're doing Kiddush the wrong way. Kiddush is really supposed to be the bracha on the wine or the bread before the bracha of Kiddush, and not the opposite way around. That will be following the way of Beis Shammai, as is pointed out in note 65. But in note 65, halfway down, he brings in the Derech HaChayim, Hosev HaDerech HaChayim, Shekolze Eino Ela B'Kiddush Osin Ala Pas. It's clear that we're bringing this down only lagabe the bracha on the bread when you're making Kiddush on the pas. Shekevan she'ein Kiddush el b'makom suda, because since there's a klal that we'll see soon in great detail of Kiddush b'makom suda, chayovin kol ha'mesubin lecho pas. Everyone that is there must eat bread. Therefore, they have to have in mind to be yotzei with the bracha of hamotzi in the proper order before the bracha of the Kiddush. Aval b'kiddush osna al-yayim, a Kiddush that's made on wine, She'ein kol ha'mesubin chayov and lishtos mi'ayayin, whether those who are sitting around are not mochir to drink from the wine, yotzim ha'shomim yidei chovas kiddush, afim einam yotzim yidei chovas birchas ha'gefen. They could be yotzei 100% of the chiyuv of kiddush, even without being yotzei the bracha on the wine, as we saw earlier from Moshe was medak from the Mishabura, that it's not necessary to be covered with the bracha of the wine, to have the bracha of the Kiddush. The bracha of Kiddush stands alone because you don't really have to drink from the wine. We'll see there's a mitzvah, but you don't have to. Masha Inkei by the bread. In order for Kiddush Mekom Suda, you have to have the bread, and therefore this halacha is brought down that the listeners have to have in mind to be yotzi, the bracha of Amotzi, dafka, in a case where you're making Kiddush on bread, and not to have in mind with the Hagefen when you're making Kiddush on wine. Continues the Mishabura, the last two lines in Sifkatan Samuel Gimel. Ulefi zeh, according to this, Srichin Gamkin Lizar, Lito Yodem, Beshavim, Abalabayas. Since those who are listening have to have in mind with the bracha of the Hamotzi of the Balabayas and the bracha of Kiddush, they have to be careful to wash at the same time as the Balabayas. Kishim Mekadesh Alapas, when he's making Kiddush on bread. The Ilav Hochi, because if they're not going to wash at the same time, Eich Yichavnu Lotzeis the Birchas Hamotzi Shalom, if they haven't washed yet, how could they be Yotzi with his bracha of Hamotzi? Continues the Mechaber in Sif Yud Gimel. Tzarech lishtos mikoshel kiddush kimla lugmav. The amount that must be drunk from the kos of kiddush is a mla lugmav, is a cheekful. The hainu kol shi esalkenu letzad echa bepiv. Mla lugmav is so much that you pour it to one side of your mouth. V'yeira mla lugmav, and it will look like a cheekful. That's how much you have to drink from the kiddush cup. V'hu rubo shel revias. The amount in terms of measurement is a majority of a revias. That's what is the Shiva Malugmav, which you must drink to be Yotze Kiddush. Says the Mishabura Sefkatan Samech Dalet, Tzarech Lishtos V'im Lav Lo Yotza. If you don't drink a Kamalugmav of the Kiddush, you're not Yotze Kiddush. Sefkatan Samech Hei Kamalugmav Deba'inan Shir Choshev. Why do you have to drink a Malugmav? Because you need a Shir Choshev. Shetis Yashev Daitu Ayidei Zeh. You need a Shir Choshev which settles your mind, that puts you at ease. And that is the Shir Chazal told us of a Malugmav. But if you look in the Shaar Tzion in Os Samechei, he writes, this is from the Tosas in Yuma. Ul hayesh omrim de sif yudalud. But in the yesh omrim that we'll see in the next shir in sif yudalud, the shtias kol ha-mesubim mitzdarfen l'melo lugmav, that the Mekadesh alone doesn't have to drink the melo lugmav. It could be a combination of different people that are drinking. Al korchach taima achrina. So it can't be for this reason that you need to have shetis yashev daito. Because there's no one das that's eating misyashev when they're all drinking a little bit and together it combines to lulugmav. The chachamenu zal choku covered the kol shel chova. And what is that other reason? The chazal wanted to give cover to a kol shel chova, the yitzarech mulugmav dafka. It's not a matter of the person having yeshiva das, it's a matter of mur chashivas to the kosh that a mulugmav should be drunken from it. And therefore, according to that opinion, it could be drunken from different people. It doesn't have to be from one person. But according to the Svar of the Mishnah Berurah, that it's Shetes Yashev Daito Ayidei Zeh, it has to be all by one person. If you look at note 66, he points out, the Af HaMekadesh Kama Po'amim Bezeh Chazel HaKama Noshim. Even a person who's making Kiddush various times for different people, Shlom Zalman says, Shechai Lushtos Bechol Kiddush Shir Melo Lugmav. He has to drink each time the Shir of a Melo Lugmav, Velo Moel Sheyishtem Melo Lugmav Bechol HaKiddushim Yachad. It's not enough to drink one Melo Lugmav from all the different Kiddushim that he is making. Each one requires its own Melo Lugmav. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkadan Samech Vav. We said in the Mechaver that Melo Lugmav is so much that you pour it to one side of your mouth, it fills up one cheek. We don't need that your whole mouth is filled up with both sides. Pouring it to one side, filling up one cheek is enough. And we said that is the majority of a revius. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vishir ze dai afilim hoya hakos godol shemachze kama revius. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this shear of drinking for Kiddush and Melo Lugmav is the shear even if the kos is very large and it holds many reviuses. Even if it holds many revios, still all you have to drink is Melo Lugmav. What is the Mishnah Berurah here coming to Bavorn? So if you look in the Shaar Tzion in Sifkotan Samach Vav, he writes, Afilu l'hamachmirim d'lakamah mesimet tov ayim beis siftes. Even those who are machmir in Hilchos Pesach, that when it comes to the Dalat Kosos, that you have to drink Rov Kos, when it comes to Kiddush on Shabbos, the shir is a Melo Lugmav of the person according to everyone and not according to the size of the kos. In note 68, he speaks out what I just said. Hainu sha'af ludas harishonim asovim sheshir shtiyas arba kosos, who rove kos dafka, even according to those rishonim who hold by Pesach, that the arba kosos, you have to drink rove kos even if it's bigger than a revius. Vafilu imachziko hakos kama revius. However, when it comes to Kiddush, it's clear in the Gemara, Shashir Hum Lalugmav, the Shir is only Hum Lalugmav, the Imkain Lukuyama Lo Tzarach Lishos Yosem is Shir Zeh. Therefore, according to everyone, you do not have to drink more than that Shir. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Samaches, a very important Mishnah Berurah. So we said in the Mechaber that for the Kiddush to be Chal, you have to drink Hum Lalugmav, which is one sheikful, and that is the Rubo Shel Revius. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu ba'odam beinuni machzik shir kach. This is talking about an average-sized person. So his Melo Lugmav will be the majority of a revius halug. Aval ba'odam gadol biyoser, but a very big person, misharinan kimelo lugmav didei lefi gadlo. Then we measure the Melo Lugmav according to his size, based on how big he is. And therefore, a very big person who has very big a big mouth, he has big cheeks, so he would have to drink more for Kiddush than the average person. Mikomakom lo boy lishtos tvei me revius. However, no matter how big you are and how big your cheeks are, you never would have to drink more than one revius. That's the maximum. Vidan, you should know, deshir revius hu kimat melo shtei klipos mi beitza beinan shetanagolas. The shear of a revius is around two shells of an egg of a tarnagol, average size if they're full. It's a melo shtei klipos. It's two shells of a tarnagol beitza, an average size tarnagol beitza, filled up, not counting the shell. That's what Revius is. Two eggs, not counting the shell. V'hu shir beitza u'melza ima klipa. If you would measure it with the shell of the eggs, then it would be an egg and a half. So it's two eggs, if you take the average size egg, not counting the klipa, or if you count the whole thing, then it will be 1.5 eggs. That is the shear of a revius. How do we know that? The log hu shisha beitzim, because we know a log is 6 eggs, k'di yisa b'gemara, like the Gemara tells us, u'memelo revius halog, a revius, which is really a revius halog, hu beitza v'chetzi. So revius halog is 1/4 of 6, 1/4 of 6 is 1.5. So 1.5 eggs is the shear of a revius. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "V'yesh machmirim ma'od be'inyan hashiurim." There are those. This is the tzlach and psachim that the Beralacha discusses. There are those who are machmir a lot when it comes to the size of shiurim. V'ochichu, and they prove that beitzim niskatnu bizmanenu, that eggs have gotten smaller nowadays. L'machtzis mimash hoya b'mei haGemara. Eggs nowadays, says the tzlach, are half the size that they were in the times of the Gemara. So if you say that the shear of a revius is an egg and a half, nowadays, that would mean the shear of a revius is 3 eggs. The alkane shear revius hu bekiflayim. Therefore, the shear of a revius is double. It's 3 eggs. V'chein nafkamina mizeh le'inyan kizayis matzah. And a major nafkamina for this will be a kizayis matzah on the first night of Pesach, the huk echatzi beitza, because a kizayis is a chatzi beitza, k'mavur besimet top peivav, and that's why we're very machmir when it comes to the kizayis on Pesach. It's a mitzvah daraisa, so certainly for the first kizayis, we're machmir for this slach, and to say the shirim got cut in half, and you have to really double the size, and therefore we make such a large kizayis, and so too by Kiddush Friday night, which is also based on the daraisa, Kiddush Friday night daraisa. Of course, we held most Mishonim, as we saw, hold the wine is not, but we're machmir with the size of the kos on Friday night as well. And that's why you'll see by the Seder, even though the Seder, the kosos are usually derabbanon, so we're more lenient on the shir of a revius, when it comes to a Friday night Seder, so then we're more machmir by the first kos, because it's a kos of Kiddush for Shabbos, which has its source in the Torah, and therefore we're more machmir on this idea of the tzlach, that the shirim have really shrunken, and therefore you have to double the size. The ayin bebir alocha mashik asadu binyan zeh. We are not going to see this together, but feel free to be ma'ayin in the bir alocha where he goes through this discussion. The bir alocha comes out, the nochon lochosh ledivreyam leinyan kiddush alayla, that it is appropriate to be concerned for their words, lagabi the kiddush of Friday night, the alko ponem yir lochatchilo sheyachzik hakos kishne beitzim. And you should see to it at least that the kos holds at least two beitzim, which again is bigger than the size of a regular revius, which is a beitz and a half, at least go with two beitzim. V'ashtiyah, af shakos gadol, in terms of the amount that you should drink, even if the kos is very large, dai sheyishtek m'lulugmav didei. There, it's enough that you drink only the regular m'lulugmav of yourself, or of the average person. V'dai, you should know, v'da'o da'ashir shom m'lulugmav tzarech lishtos b'li hafsekar b'mintayim. Besides the actual shir of m'lulugmav, we're also required to have it during a certain span of time, and that is without any hefsek in between. The haynu shelo yishem mitzchila shtia rishona ad sov shtia achrona yosem mechtei shtias revius. You should not pause after you make kiddush. You have to drink a little lugmav, otherwise your kiddush is not good. You have to make sure that from the beginning of your drinking till the end of the shir that you drank should not be longer than kidei shtias revius, the time it takes to drink a revius. What is that? So if you look in note 74, he writes, "V'shir zman shtias revius." Kasav b'shar tzion le'el shar tzion told us earlier that shir is shenindad l'fiyah derech shebnei adam shosim. It's judged and measured based on how people normally drink. She'enam shosim es kol hakotz l'bas achas. They don't just down the whole cup in one shot. El b'shtei pum, they have it in two times. She'imidas derech eretz. That's the appropriate way, and therefore the time you have to drink the melalugmav is kedei shtias revius, which is really, according to the Shaar Tzion, would be two gulps. The alko panim lo yafsik zman rav kedei achilas pras. But you certainly should not go longer than the time it takes to eat an achilas pras, which the minimum shear that we normally say is 2 minutes. So therefore, ideally, you should have the melalugmav within a couple of sips right away. But as long as you don't extend it more than 2 or so minutes, so then it would be okay, as long as it's within the time of kedei achilas pras. However, but if you schlepped out your drinking longer, more than a kdei achilas pras, af b'dieved lo yotza, even b'dieved, you're not yotza, you're kiddush. Therefore, you have to make sure that you drink your kiddush, you drink the melalugmav, certainly within kdei achilas pras, but it would be better even b'chdei shias revius. V'tzarech lizar b'zeh k'shem mekadesh b'shachros al yayin tzarech. You specifically have to be careful about this for those who make kiddush Shabbos morning on whiskey. Sha'oz matzri li'kashal b'zeh. Because there, it's not so easy to drink so much at a time, and therefore sometimes a person is drinking the whiskey slowly, and the time of kdei achilas pras could pass. One has to be very careful about this if he is drinking whiskey to make sure that he has it b'chdei achilas pras, or even better, b'chdei shias revius. We'll stop here, and we'll continue with Mitzvah next time in Sif Yud Aleph.